Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
We are attempting to provide as much information, as many resources as we can for any and all of you that are concerned about the recording industry tactics now of coming after individual users and whether you're at risk and are you participating in things that that put you at risk. And all that information is available at datadoctors.com. Just simply click on the radio show page and you'll see this week's show.
Yeah.
And if you missed any of this show, by the end of the show, hopefully we'll have all the audio archives updated on the website.
So we're so speedy.
I know.
We're so good.
After the show, you can, if you missed
Damn,
it.
Damn, I'm good!
Yeah.
Can you feel that? Huh? Can you feel it, Captain Compost?
Wow. Hey, are we ready to do our Geek Speak of the Week? Oh, according to the music, I'd say yes. So this week's Geek Speak, a little term, a little some tech thing. We're going to educate you a little bit about the computer world. What's this week's term?
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Darknet, the collection of networks and other technologies that enable people to...
I like
to
helium.
Legally share copyrighted digital files with little or no fear of detection.
Oh, you're coming off.
Are you losing? Are you getting dizzy? we've taken one of our happy birthday Mylar balloons. Give you the blow by blow here, and of course we've asked Garrett to do his Geek Speak of the Week.
Yeah, the doc said the steroids were going to have an adverse effect, but I really don't see it. I just don't see it.
Mm. Hey, what's our Web Attack free download of the week without the helium? So you know,
yeah,
you
know, station management. We need to apologize right now.
We're acting a bit of a fool, but that's okay.
A bit?
Nothing
new.
It's a little bit of fun. Come on, a little bit of comedy.
Sure, it's happy birthday. Hey, are we going to get Gail to come sing happy birthday, Marilyn Monroe style?
She
Maybe
sang
we can get
to
her
us.
On the helium.
There you go.
She sang to us from the news center.
I want to hear it on the air.
In between some stuff earlier, but...
It's recorded. Our free download of the week from our buddy Marco at webattack.com.
Hey, we're looking at What's that? Ill System Wiper? Is that it?
You're so hip. You're so street.
I'm so gone.
You're so white.
What's it called? Ill System Wiper?
Ill System Wiper is an easy-to-use and feature-rich system cleaner that helps you to erase internet tracks. Fat chance. As well as temporary files, recent document lists, cookies, and more.
Well, for those of you that are not in the know, ill in the street vernacular refers to ill, like I-L-L, but it's I-L, and then it's, you know, like you're sick. But sick meaning you're crazy. You're
sick is actually a good thing.
Right.
It's like when somebody's fat, that's good. That's not fat.
Well, that's P-H-A-T.
Right.
Right.
But sick...
So
ill. That is ill. That's dope.
That's our hip-hop to English translation for the day. All right, it's computers, it's street talk, it's all what you could possibly want here on the computer corner. Let's go to Charles in Peoria. You want to say hey to Charles there, Garrett?
Hello, Charles. We're almost running out of helium, so make it quick, would you?
Okay. Happy birthday, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm running Windows 2000 ME, and I'm having trouble.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. 2000 ME, that's like I got a Ford Chevy pickup.
Yeah, okay. What I got is what I got.
Okay, but which one is it?
It's one or the other.
2000, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Millennium Edition.
No.
Okay.
I'm running the Millennium Edition. Okay?
All right. That really helps us.
And you know what? Microsoft does get confusing. Millennium Edition is not 2000. They are separate operating systems.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just because the year 2000 was the millennium doesn't mean Millennium Edition is Windows 2000.
Or you can do what a lot of people do. They say, hey, my Microsoft's not working.
Right.
Okay.
Makes it even more difficult. Okay. Anyway, you have an issue with ME.
Well, when I'm moving around in Word for Windows, I get locked up. It says an error has occurred to continue, press enter, and then I come up with some error. It says error 0E:0028CO283C, whatever.
Guess what that means.
That's so helpful. Is the word kernel in there anywhere?
Well, I get a kernel, and once in a while it comes up with a kernel.
Yeah, that's a finger-looking good error message right there.
Salute.
Let's ask a question here, Charles, that we like to ask a lot of times. When did this start happening?
Oh, a month or two ago.
About a month or two ago, and about a month or two plus one day ago, can you think about anything that you might have done that have you upgraded or downgraded or uploaded or downloaded or installed or uninstalled anything around that time period?
I don't think so.
That's what everybody says.
Okay.
I actually wrote a column specifically about the kernel errors and what the typical causes are and what some of the solutions are.
Right. Right.
So if you go look back in the archives of our at computerproblems.com, you'll see the Ken's Columns section. Or you can just type in the word kernel in the search engine.
Make sure you spell it with the K and not the C.
And the E's, too.
Right.
K-E.
Right.
You'll find a whole, because there's a whole bunch of possibilities. But basically what's happened is you did something to the system. You made a change to the system. You added something that destabilized Windows.
And it's only happening in Microsoft Word?
Mostly it's Word. Once in a while when I'm coming out of AOL, I get this kernel error.
Yeah.
Okay. You might try, if it's mostly happening in Word, you might try just for fun uninstalling and reinstalling Word. It probably won't solve the problem, but you might just get lucky.
I wouldn't even bother. Just go look at all the fun stuff that you get to deal with on kernel errors. And the big thing is, for everyone out there listening, we preach time and time again, if you don't need it, don't put it in. I'm talking screensavers, I'm talking WeatherBug, I'm talking the utilities we talk about on the show. If you don't need them, don't install them, because any one of those, once you do it, I mean, it's
and if you don't over. If you don't know if you don't need them, you don't need them.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that confusing enough for you?
Keep it as simple as possible, and these kinds of situations will typically be less likely. So.
Well, I'm not one of those people who put everything in my computer.
Right, but something that you did caused this. This is not, under normal operations, this won't occur. So you did actually, somewhere along the line, knowingly or unknowingly, put something in your computer that basically, it's like putting bad gas in your gas tank.
You don't know when you're pumping it that it is, it just happens, so don't buy gas in Mexico.
Wow.
What, did I say
that? How does that relate to anything?
Isn't that where you get bad gas from? I heard.
Well, it's cheap.
Once?
That's
twice?
Eating in Mexico.
Oh,
Charles,
well, you do get bad gas from that, too.
Take a look at that resource at computerproblems.com. Like I said, just type in kernel in the search engine, or you can look up some of my old columns and give you some guidance in how to try to track this thing down and get it cleaned up for you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, good luck.
Bye.
Yeah, it's one of those really complicated, could be a million different things kind of things, and... you know, just strolling around on the internet, you pick things up you don't realize you have, and you know, spyware, adware, these things run in the background of your computer, and next thing you know, you finger looking good error messages.
And if there's a details or a more button you can ever click on those things, you might try to just take and copy and paste the error right into Google.
Yes.
And a lot of times you'll be surprised at the information you'll find that will be helpful, and it might even trigger a response like, Oh yeah, I remember a month ago when I installed that, because it'll talk about something that specifically might cause that. So
yeah, actually, if you're somewhat technical, you can go to your program files folder and actually resort everything in there by date, and you can remind yourself very quickly, oh yeah, look at all the things
I didn't think I installed or downloaded anything, but you know what, people, you do all the time just in the course of using your computer, and so... You know, to say you didn't, there's a good chance you did and you didn't even know you did.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's kind of eye-opening when you look in there, so. All right, it's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Garrett Pella here talking about the RIAA coming after you.
Lots of show left. When we come back, we've got more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Back after this short break.